This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanue. After the protests in Ferguson focused national attention on racial division, many St. Louisans are asking, what now? What programs can make a difference? Commentator Susan Uchitel says the progress in housing and education hasn't been enough, but she hopes healthy seeds have been planted.
Once again, we in this region are faced with racism and alleged racist actions to be determined by the courts in the months ahead. Sadly, this is not new. We have faced racial insensitivity since Missouri permitted slavery and African Americans were not allowed to be educated. In fact, in 1847, the Missouri General Assembly made it illegal to educate African Americans, as reported in the book Unending Struggle, The Long Road to Equal Education in St. Louis. There has been a deep record in our area of inequality in race relations, and there has been deep institutional inequality for several hundred years. Missouri's history in this arena is terrible. Thus, when Michael was shot and killed in Ferguson, these deep-rooted feelings surfaced. The racial tensions and concurrent incidents that happened for so many days and weeks could have been anticipated. The big question is, what will this community do to get at this long-time systemic ill? While we have made many strides in our schools and housing and some in hiring and businesses, we have a long way to go. St. Louis had a very successful interdistrict transfer program for many years in the late 1980s that allowed more than 15,000 African Americans the opportunity to receive a better education. Many in-service programs for suburban teachers have been held to help them become more successful in working with African American children. This community worked on housing equality with a Freedom of Residence program, which was moderately successful, and existing programs to work with racial profiling for police officers. But here we are again. So now what? Is racism so ingrained in us that nothing will help? I cannot accept that belief. We must again work on many of these issues through workshops, additional training for the police and teachers, and communities at large. We cannot allow this status quo, and we do not want to be known across the country as a racist city. We cannot accept what has happened, and we cannot give up. We all know that change comes about slowly, but these attitudes cannot continue. I do believe that those students who were part of the interdistrict transfer program, both the transfer students and suburban students in the schools where they got to know one another, have a different perspective and will in time become part of both city and county workplaces where they can help change attitudes. In the meantime, communities must take on the task to re-educate police departments, city workers, and others who are in integrated settings. This is the only way we can begin to make a difference and hope that we have no more Fergusons. I am Dr. Susan Uchitel.